This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Thug Life, cold weather edition, 780-784-7107. Tell us something hardcore you've done in the extreme cold that we're dealing with.
I already had one this morning. I hitched a ride with Ryder because he parks his vehicle in the garage and I am stuck on the street.
Yeah.
So
like,
I was like,
the peasant you are.
I am such a peasant.
No.
No, but yeah. So I got in his car and yeah, hitched a ride, and you get to park underground here at work as well. You pay for parking.
Yeah.
I would never. So
here's the problem.
Feels great.
I'll play this for you first. Taking that free ride, but you not only got in my car without really asking.
Yeah, I just hopped in.
You shut the music off immediately and complained about the smell in the car.
It's not like sausage.
It was your lunch that you were holding in your lap.
Yeah, well, I realized that afterward.
Anyway, and then you also, when I turned the music back on, you're like, how do you listen to this? This is all why we drive separate vehicles, even though we come to work like within 10 minutes of each other.
Correct.
I know it's not good for our carbon footprint.
No, it's not.
But it's not good for my mental health to deal with you in a car every morning.
All right, next submission. Carrie wrote in saying, this isn't my thug life, but it's my neighbor's. A guy took my power cord because it's super long and plugged it into his truck. He used my effing power, but left me a note saying thanks. Yeah, Maggie wrote in saying, I drank the half-frozen Gatorade that I left in my car. What up?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It sounds so good. I hope it was blue.
Thug life.
I've been trying to fight off a cold this week.
Yes.
So my thug life has to do with that. Last night, I had a packet and a half of Neocitrin.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
It only called for one, but I was like, I'm a big boy.
Thug life.
Okay. It's like, kids 12 and up, drink one package. I was like, okay, some 12-year-old kid can handle a full package. I can definitely handle a package and a half.
Ed wrote in saying, I left my garbage bin on the driveway because it's too cold to grab it and drag it inside.
Just keep it there for next week. And what do you have for us?
Well, it's very, very cold, and my dog needs to be on a leash to go outside because my backyard isn't fenced.
Okay.
And so I just let him pee right on the deck.
So you can stay inside.
I stay inside. It's just a really short leash. He goes real quick. He comes in. He doesn't like to go too far anyway, so...
Yeah, no. Just make sure he's drinking lots of water, because I'd be worried about, like, your wood deteriorating on your deck if it's...
I mean, I also haven't shoveled the deck, so...
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, you're good. Next time, just let him dump inside on the carpet.
Well, that's happened also.
Yeah, I had to straight up tape my passenger side window to stay up because the motor broke. It was so cold.
What kind of tape you use? Duct?
Oh, absolutely.
Not a boy. I mean, the only other tape that would hold up in this weather is probably hockey tape.
That or the Gorilla tape that they have.
Clearly, neither of you have ever used bra tape.
No.
What's bra tape?
Like, you tape it to your boob and then you push and tape it to the top so it lifts your boobs up when you're wearing, like, very revealing clothing. So it's like a bra, but not.
The amount of things that I could say, but I'm not.
Good call, Shane.
I'll say something, though, if Lisa allows it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Lisa goes through a roll of tape a week.
I'm like, why isn't it sticking to my body? I'm so sweaty. too much info. Okay, cool. I'll talk to you later.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Don't get it twisted. We all know bullying is still an issue, especially in our schools. You worry about your kid being bullied, for sure, if you're a parent.
Or imagine finding out that your kid is the bully.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Awful.
There's a grade 7 boy who decided to do something about it. Did I say boy?
I don't know.
Grade 7 girl.
Okay.
She decided to protect herself in a nonviolent but loud way by wearing a whistle.
Okay.
Her parents originally suggested the idea, and now it's gotten so popular that I think they've handed out like 90 whistles at the school to different kids that feel like they were being bullied as well.
So as soon as a bully approaches them or says something negative, they just blow into this whistle.
Exactly. Here's the little girl talking about it.
It made me feel that I had more power over the bully. Actually, some of my friends told me that without the whistle, they would be lost, and they feel way more safe with the whistle.
And here's the actual sound of the whistle. Now, I'm all for this idea. I think any way to shut down bullying in a nonviolent way is a win. But do you remember the World Cup when it was in South Africa and everybody in the stands had the vuvuzelas? They were like the horns?
No, but I remember you being annoyed of it. I remember specifically you saying, I can't stand that sound in the audience.
Yeah, I had to shut off the sound and just play music while I watched the game.
Because it was constant,
right? This was it, right? This is the sound of the vuvuzelas in the stands.
It sounds like you're getting eaten alive by bees.
Yep. I have a feeling that the hallways of this school, if you give 90 kids whistles, they're all not going to be using them for the right reasons, right?
Well, you would hope that they would. If they're wearing a whistle, it's because they're getting potentially getting bullied.
Have you ever put a whistle on?
No.
Well, there's just no chance you can resist it after a while. You're going to start with just like a little
like a doot doot. Just whoop.
And then before you know it, you hear another kid blast their whistle. You're like, oh, I better blow mine too. So they know it would just, I'm pretty sure the school is going to have to ban whistles in a few months.
Kesha had a post on social media yesterday that I can't stop thinking about. It's her posing with Nicolas Cage and I need answers. Are they a couple? And he better treat her well or I'll find him. And it'll be face off too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. This is a cool story. There was a fella who was driving his car with his wife, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
The temperature had affected the car. He got a notification that said it is beyond temperature, the temperature limit for CD player operation.
Uh-huh.
The amazing part is they didn't realize in this car that they had bought that there even was a CD player, or they hadn't looked for one. So it must have been kind of hidden in the console, right? So anyway, he decided to pop the CD and see what was in there. And it was a mix CD from a girl named Brooke.
Yeah, you look at this CD because he posted a picture of it on his Twitter. It's definitely a woman's writing. Brooke's music. And yeah, he just goes on to tweet the songs that he's discovering on this mix CD. And now he needs to find Brooke to thank Brooke
for such
for
a lit
jams.
CD. So here are some of the songs that he found on the CD. In other words, Brooke no longer listens to CDs because she's just listening to our station instead.
So we know you're out there, Brooke. So his name's Landon that tweeted this. I just responded saying, what kind of car is it? Like, we need these details. We're going to find Brooke.
There's so many good tracks on this thing. I just love this story.
Yeah.
He just wants to say thank you for creating such a lit CD. And if we can find her, I would be willing to let Brooke design our music programming for a morning show.
Yeah, you get to choose all the songs. A lot of Britney Spears on that CD, I noticed.
She'll get to pick the tracks. If you want to hear one of the songs from Brooke's CD, you got to head over to Landon's Twitter at LANBONH and go through the track list. Let us know which song you want to hear the most, and we'll play one of them before 9.
So again, that's LANBONH, Landbon.
So a kid was left on a bus here in Edmonton on Monday after school.
It was cold out. Too.
Yes, well, it's been very cold all week. So it was this week that it happened. We'll remember the week from hell. But This kid was left in the bus. He was laying down watching a movie with headphones on. By the time he got up, everybody was off the bus, including the bus driver. And he went and looked around, like got up fairly scared, I would imagine, and saw the bus driver walking down the street and then turning right to likely go to their vehicle. Uh-huh. So he was left where the buses are kept overnight. Since the bus driver has been fired, and a lot of people commenting on this, including a representative from the school district.
I got up.
Oh, that's Cash. Hold on one second. This is the clip.
A situation we do not want to ever hear about. We have a zero tolerance policy on this type of occurrence where drivers have to be responsible and present when students are on the bus.
There you are. And the driver, as I said, has been let go. Here is 13-year-old Cash talking about the experience.
I got up and I moved, walked around the bus to see where he was, but he wasn't there until I saw him walking down the sidewalk and he took a right down the corner. I got to the point where my fingers were starting to like freeze and I almost got a runny nose.
Almost got a runny. I've had a runny nose all week.
Luckily, this kid had a cell phone, called his dad. They used Google Maps so his dad could find him. Like, it sounds so stressful for this family. Mm-hmm. I totally understand where they're coming from.
Being upset. I don't know if firing the bus driver, don't you think a warning would go a long way?
Well, like, they have to be checking each
I know. If seat. I heard of a bus driver who had been drinking on the job.
Right, yes, which has happened.
You're gone yes. for good. Or driving recklessly, even checking their phone while driving, distracted driving, I would say, like, no, you're dumb. You actively made that decision. It's minus 40. You look back, you don't see anybody on the bus. I feel like because this kid wasn't hurt.
But if the kid didn't have a phone in that weather, how quickly can you...
The kid didn't have a phone. He wouldn't have been watching a movie that's with headphones true. On, laying down on a seat. I'm sure that's not allowed.
The thing that does boggle my mind is honk the horn.
Right.
Or there's an emergency exit on every bus that every student should know about and how to open it.
Yeah, the horn thing's a good point. He could still see the bus driver. I don't know. Maybe the horn is like... up top horn and you
I feel like all buses have a good loud horn. Steering wheel horn.
Yeah, I don't know if steering wheel horn is right though.
No, you're thinking of a transit bus. That's different than a school bus, no?
So who knows? Who knows what kind
either
of
way,
horn.
Either way, horrible story, very scary for the kid and his parents. And it sucks. Someone lost their job out of it.
Right.
You live, you learn.
In Alberta in 2020, losing your job really sucks.
Yes, I understand where you're coming
so that's
from.
That's why I don't know.
His phone could have died in that weather, though.
Right.
Very quickly.
Right.
And then what? Then what happens? It's a very tragic story.
I probably shouldn't have watched a motion picture on it. I'm sounding like a boomer here, but
and you're also going to be, as soon as you see your daughter, you're going to be saying things like, no more screen time, go learn how to honk a horn.
Yeah, I grew up in rural Saskatchewan where I rode a bus, and if you missed the stop, it was your fault, not the bus driver's fault. So I'm a little torn on this, although it did happen this week and it's very cold, so you feel bad. One of our favorite callers, Brown Sugar, is on the phone, who spent some time as a bus driver.
When you used to drive bus, did you actually check all of the seats when you parked the vehicle?
Every freaking night you're supposed to. You have to go seat to seat to seat. You check each seat. You check under the seat.
Yeah.
Even at your last stop, you're supposed to get up and check your bus for kids, because kids lay down. Sometimes they crawl under the seat.
Mm-hmm. So you are in agreement that this bus driver should have been disciplined, even fired?
That's the rules.
For
if
not
you
doing their
leave
job.
A kid on your bus, you get fired.
Right. Okay, good to know.
And especially in this weather, that's stupid. Like, I get wanting to get off the bus and go home.
Right.
Right.
But at your last stop, you are to stop your bus and get up and physically search it for any kids that might have fallen asleep.
Right. And that's before you bring the bus back to the lot.
Before you bring the bus to the yard, yeah.
I guess, yeah. The thing to me is, like, this kid on his phone watching a movie with headphones on just feels like this generation of kid is far too consumed with their screens.
Yes, absolutely.
And
that's
that I
the
feel
case.
Bad for this bus driver. But you made a good point. If, like, a kid falls asleep,
they are aware of that when they get hired. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of your training. And there's a little tag at the back of your bus, like at your last stop, you have to check your seats, and then you put your sign up and it says checked.
Oh.
Meaning you checked your seat for any kids that might be sleeping.
See, it wouldn't have been video games or napping that I would have been laying down on the seats on my bus.
What were you doing?
Making out with chicks pretty heavy. Sometimes we went sideways.
Oh, my God.
But they were also your cousins.
That's why we had to go sideways. We didn't want people to find out. Good morning, it's Ryder and Lisa. A bit of a squabble happening around here, and we want your true opinion on what should shake down. We'll release the results from your text at 780-784-7107 in less than 4 minutes, but here's what happened. I saw some sunglasses I wanted that are kind of silly on Facebook. I said, should I get these? And Lisa said, no, they remind me of your other sunglasses, my favorite, which you look really silly in. And they're like, they're dumb and your face looks stupid.
I don't think I said any of that.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So you don't like them. So I said, okay, but I'll take that constructive criticism and not get these sunglasses. But I'm going to be honest anytime you ask me about any of your articles of clothing from this point forward as well.
Okay.
So if you're like, hey, do you like this new sweater? I'll be like, no.
Okay, I'll just stop asking your opinion. I don't think I ask your opinion to begin with.
You do.
No, you just comment on things.
I haven't up to this point. I've bit my tongue every time.
One time you're like, ooh, really? You're going to wear a brown belt with black pants? Shoes? I was like, yeah, that's actually quite in now. It wasn't for a while, but it's back.
780-784-7107. Should I give my honest opinion if Lisa asks for it when it comes to fashion?
Okay. You still wear skater shoes. I'm not going to listen to you.
They're Air Force Ones. They just kind of look like skater shoes. Start giving my opinion just to even the playing ground, right? Fair is fair. Jordan says, always give your honest opinion when asked.
When asked.
Jordan, I'm not sure if you've ever met a woman before, but you probably don't want to do that.
Yeah, like if I say, do I look fat in this? The answer is always no. Even if I look like the size of a garage, you better be saying no.
Nova says, absolutely. Lisa's a strong woman, and she'll shut you down hard if she doesn't like what you have to say.
There you go.
Which is true. But I just don't know if it's worth a night full of arguments.
Do you remember when I stood up when we went for lunch with some friends? And I touched the chair and it shocked me. And I was like, why would that happen? That's so weird. And you're like, maybe because you're wearing a carpet as a jacket. I was wearing like a fluffy jacket that looked like a throw.
Looked like a shag carpet.
Yeah. Good times.
Okay, so maybe I do this already. Yeah, I'll just keep going.
Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Play 107.